Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska Children's Institute for the Performing Arts, known better as the Triumvirate Theater, received an award of $1 million from the Rasmussen Foundation after a fire destroyed the building in February 2021. The $1 million was part of a larger sum of $15 million that the Foundation Board approved in projects promoting economic development, recreational opportunities, educational programs for children, and more across the state. And according to a release from Rasmussen, the $1 million will be split between an outright grant and a one-to-one challenge grant to help rebuild the Triumvirate Theater, which means $500,000 will have to be matched. Joe Rizzo, director of the Alaska Children's Institute for the Performing Arts, told KSRM,
"Well, the board and folks that are involved with Triumvirate Theater are very, very excited about receiving these funds. It really gets us into the realm of reality, of being able to make it happen. Up until the point where we were just raising money on our own, it was just kind of a scrappy group of theater folks trying to get this building put together. But with this foundation funding, it really helps us in approaching other funders and get to the big number that we need in order to build this building."
Rizzo says that between $40,000 and $50,000 has been raised so far since applying for the Rasmussen Foundation grants. In addition, he says they are applying for foundation grants that are in the $500,000 range to cover the additional funding. But if someone wants to donate, Rizzo says,
"If people want to donate, they can go to the show must go on.help, and that will take them right to our account with the Alaska Community Foundation, who is collecting online donations for us. Or if they want to avoid the donation fee, the credit card fee, they can simply send a check to Post Office Box 322 in Kenai."
The new theater will be designed for live performances to seat 120 people with an actual parking lot in Kenai located near Walmart. A federal indictment unsealed Tuesday charges a Canadian national with committing cyber attacks. 31-year-old Matthew Filbert of Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, conspired with others known and unknown to the U.S. to damage computers, and in the course of that conspiracy did damage a computer belonging to the state of Alaska in April 2018. In a separate and parallel investigation, Canadian authorities also announced cybercrime charges against Filbert. He was arrested November 30th, 2021 by Ontario Provincial Police, where he remains in custody. Acting U.S. Attorney Brian Wilson of the District of Alaska released a statement saying that the unsealed indictment is a great example of the importance of international partnerships to combat the evolving and growing threat of cybercrimes. He continues, "Cybercriminals are a dangerous threat, and together with our law enforcement partners, we will use all our available resources to bring cyber criminals who target Alaskans to justice wherever they are." Filbert is charged with one count of conspiracy to commit fraud and related activity in connection with computers, and one count of fraud and related activity in connection with computers. This indictment in the District of Alaska is part of an ongoing national effort by the Department of Justice to address cyber crimes that target U.S. citizens from abroad. Deputy Commissioner Chuck Cox, Provincial Commander, Ontario Provincial Police Investigations and Organized Crime, said that cyber criminals are opportunistic and will target any business or individual they identify as vulnerable. Assistant Attorney General Kenneth Pillay Jr. of the Justice Department's Criminal Division, Acting U.S. Attorney Brian Wilson of the District of Alaska, and Special Agent in Charge Anthony Jung of the FBI Anchorage Field Office made the announcement, and the FBI's Anchorage Field Office is currently investigating the case. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.